Christmas Eve. I'm feeling it today. It feels like Christmas. Looking out our window, we have white stuff on the grass, mm-hmm. which is not on the grass in downtown Boston. Hello, how are you? So what do you say we start to, we have another request that we're going to be getting to in this set of music.
Okay, if you say so.
For Santana, but I don't have it queued up quite just yet. But let's do the latest album from Weezer. And this is called King of the World, 91.5 MFO.
Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
It's Bob Angel.
He'll stand for the rights of babies like yours in the womb, where his opponent will support killing them up until the moment of birth.
In Detox Mansion on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Who cares if he dates junior high girls? Happy holidays.
Anything goes, whatever it takes. I might pitch a fit, but I'll demand, ignored all of its men, and called on Snoopy to do it again. Was the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. Spied the Red Baron, fiercely they fought, with ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught.
Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land.
The new Beck record is awesome. Awesome, I'm telling you. 91.5 WMFO, Beck. The album is called Colors, and that was the title track. I've played at least four songs off this record. I wish I had my show every day so I could explore it more with you. But, yeah, I definitely, if you're looking for a Christmas gift for somebody who likes good music, Beck is the one to get. Colors. Snoopy's Christmas before that. That was the Royal Guardsman. You remember the Royal Guardsman had, they had a hit with Snoopy versus the Red Baron. And then that Christmas they had Snoopy's Christmas come out. Some hits. What the heck was that?
Nothing at all.
Your mic is open. Before the Royal Guardsman, oh, we kind of lost track here because we definitely had computer problems in the middle. So I know we played Bebop Deluxe's Panic in the World from their Drastic Plastic album in 1978. And back at the beginning, there were a couple songs in there. I don't remember. Do you remember what they were?
Of course not. Do I look like someone that can remember anything?
So I think there were like two songs that I didn't get to put down because we were having computer problems. And they're fixed, by the way, thanks to this gentleman to my right, yeah, politically and otherwise.
No, that's just patently false.
With Weezer is who I'm trying to spit out, yeah. King of the World. From their most recent release, the White Album.
Yep.
All right.
We had another request by Spinal Tap, Christmas with the Devil. We can get that on.
And we can.
Mr. Stewart.
Awesome.
It better be safe for air, Mr. Stewart.
Yeah. If not, we're sicking the FCC onto you, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, I wouldn't mention this. It's Christmas Eve, and people are doing their traveling today. So it's we got this rain, snow situation tonight. If you were going somewhere, I'd go now. Wouldn't you? Because tonight's going to be like trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Trouble.
But tomorrow around here, around Boston and just around,
right.
It's supposed to be just rain.
Just rain in Boston.
Yeah.
But not far from Boston.
No.
A little bit inland, they're going to start getting wet snow and slush and freezing rain and just the awful, mm-hmm. awful, messy stuff.
It sucks to be them.
So take a road. So, you know, just take it easy out there. You got plenty of time to get there if you leave now. That's all I'm going to say.
But take WMFO with you on your trip.
It's 37 right now in Medford on the campus of Tufts University.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Something about the war on drugs. We were having another discussion.
Yeah. We weren't paying attention to anything that's going on air. Why should we do that?
Yeah, why bother? Yeah. It's fun. It's free. It's college radio, folks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 12:26 is the time. It's going so fast again. I hate the speed that the shows go. But anyway, who did we have a request from?
From Mike Stewart, infamous Mike Stewart.
You just start that.
Want to hear something by Spinal Tap? Christmas with the Devil.
Awesome. 91.5 WMFO.
Dressed in leather in the Spinal Tap, wishing you and yours the most joyous of holiday seasons. God bless us, everyone.
No.
Thanks for the request, Kevin Lundy.
Kevin Lundy, Merry Christmas to you and everybody that's been posting requests on.
Yep. Local goodness there from Dogmatic. Sure don't
Mike's,
feel.
On Mike's thread.
I hijacked your thread, I know.
It's all right. As long as people are listening and having fun. So Dogmatic, Sure Don't Feel Like Christmas Time is the name of that tune.
The great YouTube experiment here at WMFO.
First time I've ever played anything off YouTube because yep. I don't trust it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because I was afraid it was just going to take forever to start, you know, and then
maybe
break into a commercial or something like that.
My fingers and my arms were crossed.
You notice,
and my eyes.
You notice they've been sneaking in advertising in the middle of videos lately. Yeah, it drives me nuts.
Well, it didn't happen that time. So.
No, it didn't. So why am I bitching about it? Because that's my favorite thing
to do. That's what you do.
Beach Boys with Little Saint Nick. You all know these. Step Into Christmas from Elton John. And the only non-Christmas song we had there was an old favorite of mine called Little Bit of Soul from the Music Explosion. You remember that song? Do you remember that song? Is this before your time?
Before my time.
I know.
You're very old, Bob.
I know. I am. I like, but we had the best music.
Well, yeah. You did. Yeah. You did.
Anyway, it's 12:44. We got Christmas. We got Christmas. We're going to do Christmas because the waitresses, they're doing their Christmas wrapping. Have you done your Christmas wrapping?
No, I let the waitress, they do it for me.
All right.
Perfect.
Why is it so quiet? Anyway,
it
Christmas wrapping. 91.5 WMFO.
Medford.
Merry Christmas.
Turkey.
the only all-night grocery. When what to my wondering eye should appear in the line is that guy I've been chasing all year. Spending this one alone, he said, need a break, this year's been crazy. I said, me too, but why are you? You mean you forgot cranberry soup? Then suddenly we laughed and laughed, caught on to what was happening. That Christmas magic's brought this tale to a very
All over again. Now let's see. I want a new Rickenbacker guitar, two Fender bassmans, Chuck Berry songbook, xylophone.
Awesome. I would give anything, all of those things, to have Tom Petty back for this Christmas. 91.5 WMFO. He just...
Bad timing.
He said he was here to drive me crazy, and he is. He just unplugged my headphones in the middle of a word.
It's just all about me. I was trying to get my headphone untangled. I forgot that you were going to talk.
Busy, busy, busy.
I just don't care about anybody but me. Sorry.
Anyway, Christmas all over again. Not again, again. Mm-hmm. That's Tom, and I miss him. But good to hear a Christmas song from him. Waitresses before that did Christmas Wrapping, and that was it. It's 12:54, and it's, oh my goodness, it's already time to go. Now, Jamie, who usually does having fun, that's the name of it. He's not here. Who'd you say is coming in?
Chris Earl
is coming in. I wonder if he's related to Steve. That'd be special.
Him, hey?
Anyway, so he's coming in next, and I'm sure he's going to spread some joy, because mm-hmm. that's what we do.
Yep.
I'm joyful today.
Yep.
All right. And so we have been playing more Christmas music than I ever normally play. I'm not a big, huge fan of the Christmas tunes, but I haven't been force-fed it. I have avoided that radio channel that plays nothing but Christmas music from, like, Halloween on. Like, that's crazy. That's what makes me sick of Christmas songs. Not the fact, but I definitely love... We're going to sign off here with my favorite of all time. It has to be.
Could be the penultimate. Could be.
It is the very ultimate. The top one. I really do think it's John and Yoko did this thing in 1971. Mm. I used to have the green vinyl thing with a nice green apple on it, and it was a beautiful thing. But happy Christmas, everybody. Happy Christmas, Kyoko. Happy Christmas, Julian. And happy Christmas, Mikey.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy
Christmas, Kyoko.
Happy Christmas, Julian. So this is Christmas.